Okay, we've just managed to survive the full showing of Anyone Can Whistle. And it wasn't bad, but it was kind of... You kind of left wondering, what's it all about? What did you think, Richard?
Well, it was one of those performances that you really wanted to like it. You were sort of willing the cast on, but so much of the material, again, the libretto, was just so weak and chaotic that no matter what they did, the show really wasn't going to hang together. It had its moments, especially with So Little to Be Sure Of, which I think...
Yes, that was. I forgot that was in this show, actually. Yes. I'm doing my trick of cutting him off in half mid-sentence, but anyway...
No, it sort of rose to the standard of that emotional ambiguity you expect in a Sondheim love song that's not a love song.
Yes, well, there's not much love in this show, so it was kind of like thrown out. It was sort of like, whoa, where did that come from?
And then it became cabaret at the end with the pseudo-Nazi uniforms, and it kind of lost the plot, really.
Yeah, then it got a bit silly. But, you know, the thing I was worried about was our seating so close to the band, and it was going to be noisy. But in the end, it was the two ladies singing some high C that was...
It did. My glasses shattered.
Yeah, so I think it was about 90 decibels. I've got industrial deafness from those ladies.
Yes. You can file a health and safety claim.
Yeah, but well done to them anyway. Okay, I think that's enough from us now.